man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. But country folks can survive.
We're with you once again, folks, here on the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. You can tell from all the goofs we make. No editing here, and one of the most fun parts of this live aspect is your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and I'm just looking up at my board here, and I see George is with us from Maryland. George, thank you for being here.
Good to be here, James.
Well, I know you've been probably celebrating as much as I have in the last 24 hours after that most magnificent speech. First, let me start out with the thank yous. Thank you to John Stadtmiller, the genius creator of Republic Broadcasting Network. I don't know if you noticed this, folks, we went right through all of the network's ads, and so we owe Mr. Stadtmiller and the RBN crew, we owe them for giving us that uninterrupted, almost the complete Donald Trump speech to the joint session of Congress last night. So when you listen to the ads tonight, here's what I'm asking you to do. Whatever you were going to buy, buy double. Whatever you were going to contribute double as a way to thank Mr. Stadtmiller and his crew for that really nice gesture. I didn't ask them to do that. This is the way RBN runs, actually. Such great treatment of us hosts and you as the audience. It really hurts to, you know, give up all of your spots. It's how the radio station and network pays for itself. And it relies on your contributions. But those appeals for contributions are what were skipped last night. So please help out. And we will, tonight, we'll have your calls, of course, and your reactions to the magnificent speech last night. Paul and George didn't get a word in edgewise, and I only got in my little hear-hears, and once in a while you'd hear me say, bingo!
it was a great speech, James. Yeah. One of the things I will... You have the floor tonight because this was Donald Trump, but later, maybe in the week, I'll pick a few nuggets out of Ron Paul's reaction, which was tremendously negative. I got off of RBN's website. So he gives Mr. Trump a D-, and we'll go through the euphoria first before we go back to Ron Paul.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I have missed this. So this would be a reaction today from Ron Paul or last night?
Well, it's a collection of tweets that were all real time, and along
so Ron Paul was tweeting during the address.
Yeah.
Oh, this is disappointing, folks. Yes, we will cover this.
It's very bitter. Some of his arguments, I think, are compelling. But before I spoil it all, I'll just say, you know, Donald Trump won this election. He's the only man in the world who could have done it. And boy, is he the ultimate lightning rod for rock throwing from both sides. I mean, our side's beating him up just as bad as every left-wing pinko in the world.
Well, yes, we will. We will return to this, and I'll rely on you to remind me. This is important, and it really, if Ron, and of course he did, as you're saying, a negative reaction from Ron Paul to this most magnificent speech last night that was so incredibly, I mean, think of every great adjective, but certainly one of them, presidential. I think it's one of the greatest speeches ever given. And I'll say this to Ron Paul. For all the support I've given you, Ron, and 13 cities in which I've met you, that speech from Donald Trump last night, there's nothing that you've ever said that even comes close to that speech. And I've stood right next to Ron Paul. I've stood, you know, inches away from him as he delivered, you know, his best speeches in the 2008 campaign. And there were some great speeches. Nothing that comes close to what Donald Trump did last night. So Ron Paul may be losing it in the twilight years here. I don't know.
I am, so why shouldn't Ron Paul? It's going around, James.
Yeah. Well, so let's get back to the really positive note, and I'd love to hear your reactions out there. I hope nobody had a reaction like Ron Paul's. I'll just give you a little bit of a little bit of audio from while we wait for your phone calls. Let's see if we can't find a bit of audio. Last night, we heard almost the entire speech here on the radio. And the little bit at the end that we missed, let me see if I can bring in, not all of it, but just one a spot or two. There was one thing that was amazing. We kind of cut out at the end when Donald Trump looked up to the balcony to Corinne Owens, the widow of Ryan Owens, the fallen U.S. Navy SEAL special operator, senior chief Owens. She got 2 minutes of standing ovation. And this is something very important about this address. The dumb Democrats, oh my gosh, dumb as a rock. These Democrats, some of them sat down. Some of them didn't stand up. Some of them sat down in the middle of the ovation for Mrs. Owens. I mean, you have got to be a dim bulb.
I'm with you on that, James. Let's face it. America is ruled by impressions and media. And okay, this lady lost her loved ones to violent illegal aliens. I'm sorry that doesn't support the left-wing agenda of bringing in unlimited amounts of them. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. And also notice, folks, that Donald Trump put an exclamation mark on, he spoke very slowly. We heard it here. It was part of what we heard. Radical pause, Islamic pause, terrorism. Donald Trump is not softening that idea and that part of his platform. So here we go. Let me just tune this in. I think we've got it queued up just about right here. Let's listen to just a bit of this.
By our aspirations, not burdened by our fears.
Oh.
Inspired by the...
Let me identify this. This is not the Owens salute. This is the very end of his address, which we didn't hear, and this is great.
future, not bound by failures of the past, and guided by a vision, not blinded by our doubts. I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States.
Boy, they were roaring. A little bit earlier, let's just go a little bit earlier if I can get to it. Let me find it for you here, folks. This is where these dumb as rock Democrats sat on their hands while this wonderful widow was crying, looking up to the heavens, trying to smile, tears pouring down her face, and Nancy Pelosi and other idiots sitting down. You're right, George. America saw that and won't be soon forgetting it. Here we go. Let's go to the beginning of this.
They clap for 2 minutes. She's sitting down.
I just spoke to our great General Mattis just now, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity. Thank you.
Getting a message from George. George, what's the message?
Message is your volume is not gain enough.
Oh, not enough. Okay, all right. Maybe I just need to get closer to the mic or something.
It's getting better.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, let us open up the phones here. Let me see if I have any phone callers. And okay, let's go directly to those phone callers because you guys didn't get a chance at all last night. We've got Andy in Texas and Bill in Wisconsin. We will start with Andy in Texas. You're on the air.
Well, gentlemen, that was one of the I can't even describe it. That was one of the most special speeches I've ever heard from a president of all time. The most telltale sign was when he went to Mrs. Owens over there, who paid the ultimate price with her husband being killed and whatnot. That was spectacular. But one of the biggest downfalls of this entire thing is that these Democrats want to pretend like this country is divided, and it's not. They're divided from the Republicans. That's the only division in this country. And those paid prognosticators that are running around and pretending like they don't care what's going on or whatnot, those are the real losers in this thing. The thing is that Donald Trump won this election overwhelmingly the odds that he had to overcome to win this is phenomenal, and that tells you where the majority of the people's heads are. And these people are saying the Mexican vote wasn't there. I'll tell you straight up, I'm a white guy living in a Mexican world here in Texas, and the Mexican vote was there. Everybody wanted this guy. It didn't matter what race you were in. They wanted this guy. We got this guy. Is he gonna deliver? Still have to wait and see. He's only 45 days in, or close to 45 days in. So, I mean, we really have to be crazy to think these Democrats can take from what we're actually living right now. These Democrats are taking away what we're living here. These Chuck Schumers, this Nancy Pelosi. You know, I saw her on the Sunday shows. She was on one of the Sunday shows and stuff. And you know what? Her pupils were so big, you couldn't see the rest of her eye. So I don't know what this woman is on, but she's not living in the same world we're living in. She's got her own alternative world that she's living. No, they really do. And most of these people are like that. These people are living outside of what's going on, and if they would just wrap around Donald Trump and just help this guy do what we need to be done. But this shows you, I mean, all of our enemies showed their faces so far. The Chuck Schumers, the John McCains, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Dianne Feinstein's, the Lindsey Graham's, they've all shown their face. We know who the enemies of this country are, because Donald Trump is for real. This guy knows what needs to be done, and he's going to work as hard as he can to get done what he can. But he has some limitations, and those limitations happen to be in a lot of these Democrats' pockets. They're not going to allow him to do stuff, and they're going to hold him back. Yes, sir.
Yes, Andy, part of the good news that you're so properly referring to is that Donald Trump last night had more than 43 million viewers. And so what he did there, you know, I mentioned at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, Donald Trump sealed the deal. He made the blood bond with those 10,000 right-wingers in National Harbor, Maryland, at CPAC. And he did the same thing last night with 43 million of us, not all of us supporters, but all those supporters among 43 million. Donald Trump really became their president in just a magnificent way, a magnificent start. The stock market this morning reflected your opinion and mine and George's of Donald Trump's address. The Dow hit 21,115, an absolute skyrocketing all-time high. The other indexes hit all-time highs. So the Democrats really they're really blowing it. Let me give you another evidence of that. I'm going to play another little clip for the audience here. And William from Montana just joined us, so we'll get to Bill in Wisconsin and William in Montana in just a moment. Donald Trump is doing this great sorting out of the media. Those media that are pro-American, he's giving them wonderful treatment. And great scoops in the White House, great interviews. I'm going to play one, Fox and Friends, from yesterday, where he walked Fox and Friends through the White House in just this most casual walk through the White House. And I'm going to play this little clip where he takes the three Fox and Friends folks. He takes them downstairs into the basement of the White House. He says, I'm going to give you a surprise. And he walks into a room. He says, let's see who's in here. And listen to what he does. Listen to how this man is such a genius at public relations, at selling people on ideas. And listen to the way it goes, how warm he is with these Fox folks. And we'll contrast that with the tough, tough way he treats the treasonous media. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back with this clip. You'll love it.
Circling skies, tongue tied and twisting, just an earthbound mystery's eye.
Pressure set. Mixtures bridge.
We
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back, folks.
Any man can be a fool.
I think we've got my volume fixed up. And by the way, folks out there in the audience, anytime you have any problem with the audio in any way, call in. You can, when you call the 800-313-9443 number, you immediately reach one of the RBN engineers. And you don't have to go on the air. You can tell them, hey, I can't hear George or Kelso or there's crackling noise or whatever. You can be your own field engineer and call in and help us out. That's a great service you can provide. And then, of course, please, as William in Montana waiting, Dave in Nevada, and Bill in Wisconsin waiting to go on the air, I'm going to play a little bit of clip here, make him wait just a little bit longer. Yesterday, Donald Trump did a full day of business. He did not spend the day rehearsing for this speech, which all the other presidents have done. He is able to just do things. He doesn't stop working. He doesn't have to rehearse. And yesterday on Fox and Friends with Steve Doocy, Ainsley Earhart, and Brian Kilmeade, Fox is treating him well. So he acted as a tour guide and walked them around the White House. They're laughing, they're having fun. Man, is Donald Trump pumping up the Fox ratings while he's pounding the CNN ratings. It's such a brilliant move that he's making, using his ability to affect the success or failure of various media outlets Listen to him. Here he is. He's walked Ducey, Earhart, and Kilmeade into the basement. And here's, I'll just play a minute of it for you. And you'll get the same surprise they got when they walked into a library room down in the basement.
The different areas. It's really an amazing place, including the promenade, which is pretty famous.
Let's go in here.
Oh, good. I wonder who's in here. Let's see who's in here. We'll never figure this out.
Mr. President, what room is that?
So this is a room where I believe you're going to find the First Lady. Oh, hello, First Lady.
Hi.
Wow. And her whole crew.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
What are you up to?
Just working.
Doing what?
Yes, next event. We had the successful Governor's Ball last night, so...
How was it?
First one and many to go. It was very good, yeah. Beautiful event. And this is my team, so we're working hard.
What type of planning goes into these events?
From everything. You know, you're planning, it's almost like you're planning a wedding every time. So it's, it's a lot
of work.
It's
a lot of weddings.
Each event is very important. And so last night, the group did such a great job with the governors. They've never seen anything like it. So it was special. And it was very good for the governors to see. But Melania did a really fantastic job with your group. Really good.
Well, that says a lot because you were in hospitality business.
I really understand it very well, believe me, and it's not easy.
How weird is this that you work in the building over here, yeah, but you live in the house back there?
That's right.
You gotta walk about a block outside to get to work.
That's right, but you know, this is a very famous walk, as you know.
Rose Garden.
And if you notice the ramps, there are many ramps.
Yep. So I'm going to turn it down now, but you can get the flavor there. At the end there, he had left the basement. He was walking on the promenade alongside the Rose Garden. And it's just, oh my gosh, you know, he's treating Fox and Friends as if they're his friends. And if I'm a TV viewer, George, I want to watch Fox and Friends because I'm going to get to see stuff like this. I'm not going to get to see it on CNN or any of the other networks that are treating Donald Trump in such a hostile way. Well, let us go to our wonderful audience, and let's start with in order. Let's go in order here. We'll do Bill, William, and then Dave. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Come in, Bill.
Hello,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, okay. Hi, James and George.
Hi, Bill.
I've got some mixed feelings. There were some many good points in the speech last night. We started out, however, on a weak note. In other words, we're drawing attention to what a lot of RBN listeners know is a false flag, namely the knocking of gravestones over in the Jewish cemeteries. Now, last Tuesday...
Now, hang on, Bill.
The Vice
hang on,
President
we'll come...
Went,
Bill, we're going to come right back to your thought. Okay. Have a little break. Stay there. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Provide.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Gone to the phones. We've got Bill in Wisconsin. And Bill, I know where you're going, and I've got a great comment for you mentioning the first thing Donald Trump did, folks, last night.
Are you going to let me finish, James?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. In other words, last week you didn't cover the vice president's going to the cemetery with a bullhorn and helping him clean it up after a false flag. Nor did you mention the president's trip to the Black History Project, where Black Lives Matter is extolled in the presentation.
Okay,
so
now,
as
Bill,
I
I'm
going to
ask you, Bill.
He started out last night.
Yeah, but Bill,
okay,
I'm going to answer.
With that.
Bill, hello, Bill. When we're talking on the phone, you got to listen so you know when someone else is trying to talk, okay?
You know, let's pretend.
If you just keep talking. No, Bill, stop. If you don't understand that when I start talking, that's your cue to stop talking, I can't take your calls, okay? Because mechanically, we can't have, Bill, we can't have two people talking at once. We owe the audience only
yeah,
one
I
of us
know,
talks.
And it's always you that
you know what,
interrupt
Bill? Guess
thought.
What, Bill? Guess what, Bill? It's my show, okay? So let me answer your first two points, which I listened to carefully. What Donald Trump did at the beginning, now you said, for instance, that the vandalism at the Jewish cemetery was false flag. I haven't followed this story, but I'll bet you a dollar to a donut. No, nobody's shown that it was a false flag. I think all they know is somebody pushed over gravestones, okay? Now, you're speculating that it was a false flag, okay? You're speculating. We don't know that. Now, here's what Trump did last night that was brilliant. He surprised, I said this, surprise, at the beginning of his speech. He gave a salute to black civil rights, and he also gave he gave respect to American Jews. Now, why is this smart for him to do that? What is the image, Bill, that white nationalists are constantly painted with and that causes us to constantly lose big, okay? We're called racists and we're called anti-Semites. And guess what, Bill? It works. If you get in white America's mind, if you can convince them that somebody, anybody, is a racist, strongly so, and an anti-Semite, strongly so, guess what? They cannot win even a dog catcher seat in America. They can't win anything. They can't be popular, and they can't start a movement. That's a fact. That's a cold, hard fact. And what Donald Trump has proved, Bill, when you get on the air and you say, oh, this is a false flag, Jewish gravestones put over, that's false. You're conveying that. If someone conveys to the public, you know what, I really don't like black people, and I really don't like Jewish people, just because they're black and just because they're Jewish, you are guaranteed to be relegated to the fringe. You will never win anything. You will never persuade or convince any large number of white people to do anything. Is that smart? No, it's not. Here's where Donald Trump...
Now let me finish.
It's my show. Turn it down. Engineer, turn Bill down. Turn Bill down. I'm talking to the audience. If Bill doesn't get it, that's Bill's problem. Donald Trump has done something incredibly brilliant. He has shown that you can be pro-white and win. He's won. I mean, how dumb do people have to be to not get it? He just won the presidency of the United States after we in our movement for more than half a century have not won a dog catcher position. There are a few exceptions, a couple little victories here and there. But we, over 50 years, we've won nothing. If you keep that up, guess what? Total failure. You've got to break out of that losing streak. Donald Trump did so in the most magnificent way. And what does he do? Why do all patriots light up when they hear him? They know he's pro-white. They know he's for our people. But he doesn't convey, hey, I hate black people. Hey, I hate Jews. He doesn't communicate that. And he doesn't have to pretend. He's not pretending. He doesn't hate black people. He doesn't hate Jews. He does love our people. And folks, that's a winning formula. Pay attention to what he's doing, learn, and we can win. If we insist on not learning that, we will continue to lose. And we will have the shame of telling our children and grandchildren that we blew it for them. Okay, now, and Bill, thank you very much for your, raising the issue and the point. You gave us a chance to air out something very, very important. And no, Kelso's not running away from covering the Jewish cemetery, a really unimportant story, or covering the visit to the Black History Museum, and also quite unimportant story in the context of the big stories. So let's go now to our second caller. Let us go to third caller, William in Montana. Come in, William.
Good evening, James and George. I have to agree with George. I unfortunately caught, the Twitter by Ron Paul, and I watched that speech by Trump, and I thought it was one of the best I've ever heard. I felt that he was talking to me.
Yeah,
And Ron Paul, really blew it when he said he was doing this in real time, and he said warmongering is alive and well. Tragically, focus on the widow. What a terrible use of tragedy for political purposes.
And that's what Paul wrote.
That's what he
Ron
wrote.
Paul. Oh, that's dopey.
See, and he also said,
Senor Paul did write that.
Yeah, he also said that. And what he did, what I saw from that is I was almost brought to tears.
Yeah,
because Trump in this amazing speech where he's talking to the most powerful people in the world, he took time out, a lot of time out, to show that widow that her great loss was something that he was aware of. And I will guarantee you that any soldier who saw that is in Trump's camp now. You know,
yes.
I've never seen, I mean, any soldier who was watching that said, when have you saw a politician step out of his, you know, tooting his own horn and give such a, the whole nation. I mean, that woman was still in deep suffering, and Trump allowed her, you know, to be there and for us to be there with her. And that was one of the most powerful statements of that I'm behind you soldiers, you know.
Yeah, that,
and,
that,
and for Ron Paul to miss that is appalling.
It is, it is. I agree with you completely on that. And what do you think, by the way, about my last thought with Bill in Wisconsin, where this is really, folks, this is a theme I will come back to. What is the Trump phenomenon? What have we, white patriots, what have we learned? What has Donald Trump taught us in real life, in technicolor, right in front of our faces? What has he taught us about how to win with whom? Who did Donald Trump win with? Did he get a huge black vote? No, hang on. Yeah. Let me finish the question. Did he get a huge black vote? No, he didn't. Did he get a huge Mexican vote? No, he didn't. He didn't do any better than anybody else. Very paltry numbers in all those categories. Where did he win? He won with white folks, and that's our audience. He sold his program to white folks. He swept into power. He didn't win a congressional seat, a Senate seat, a state legislature seat, a mayor, governor. He won the presidency of the United States with a very pro-white message. And he ran on the issues that we've been pushing for decades. But we have managed to convince the public that we hate black people. Doesn't work with the audience. We hate Jews. Doesn't work. You are immediately categorized as a kook with whom they don't want to associate. And we are left off in the corner, out in the wilderness in Siberia, where we've been for 50 years. Donald Trump showed that if you can portray a message that you love your people, you love your country, and you want to help your people, you want America first. That's such a pro-white message, folks. That was Charles Lindbergh's message. It's such a pro-white message. It's so obvious. But he doesn't convey. So when he opened his speech with a salute to the Black History Month or museum, I guess it was, and he said, we give our support to against vandalism, against Jewish monuments or whatever it was. It was a surprise. He was immediately taking away that racist and anti-Semitic, getting that off the board right at the start, and then bingo. And I said, you know, in my commentary, which I guess wasn't coming across the air that well, within 60 seconds, he had laid out his program. 60 seconds it took him to lay out this incredibly What kind of a message? A pro-white message. Go ahead. William, what do you think of my analysis right there on what Trump is teaching us?
Yeah, I'm fully aware of that. You know, my answer would be enormously complex, and the complexity is because there is something that you can say.
Well, William,
there's
something
that you can't say, and I would say that I wholeheartedly agree with Bill, but you have to bide your time. And Trump is a master of this,
and he knows that
you can't just go there directly.
Wait a minute, William.
That it's a complex situation.
Hang on, William. What is your explanation for the complete and total failure of the white nationalist movement for more than half a century? What's your explanation?
Money? They got it, we don't.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong. That is not correct. Lack of money is not not a good excuse for why we failed for over half a century. Donald Trump did not win this presidency.
This is an enormously emotional position. I understand.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
I understand you.
William, let me ask you this. What part do you think we are clearly labeled as racists and anti-Semites? Clearly. That's the number one thing. That's what the ADL does, the SPLC, every single message. Racist anti-Semites, okay?
Now, I don't care about them, James.
Wait a minute. But do you think white people, do you think the people that you and I are trying to reach, do you think that they care about that? Do you think that's a plausible explanation for why our movement has gone nowhere in half a century? I do. And it's not lack of money.
I think it's a little more complex than that.
No, it's not complex. It's simple.
Okay.
And it's not lack of money. That is not the explanation for why our ideas have never gotten even to first base. And Donald Trump went all the way around the base path, not with a lot of money. And everybody who's looked at his campaign, he had less than 100 workers. Less than 100. They're amazed. He won this thing with tweets. He won it with press conferences. He won it with rallies, with speeches. He didn't put a lot of money into the campaign. It's unbelievable. I mean, he did the opposite of winning with money. He won with a brilliant message, a very pro-white message that appealed. Who voted for him? White people. Because just as you said you thought he was talking to you last night. That's what white America thinks. He's talking to us, and he's one of us. And he's not part of a fringe. He's not a kook. He's not a hater.
Trump would not have been able to win 4 years ago, even with his brilliance. And even if he did the same thing, there, you had to catch the wave. And the wave was there because people became very aware that we were in our last death throes. I mean, we were being invaded.
Until that became more prevalent
to the people, they did. They wouldn't even heard his message.
No.
So, William, I believe... What?
You're wrong. Wrong again. Okay? I love you, brother. But you're wrong. You're wrong. Listen,
God. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Trump is not teaching us that you had to catch the wave at exactly the right moment, and he couldn't have won 4 years ago. He sure could have won 4 years ago, and he said that himself. He could have won 8 years ago. And when Bill Johnson and I saw him at CPAC in 2011, he should have kept running. Here's what he's taught us. Not that you have to catch the exact right moment and it's luck and so on. No. He is teaching us that we could have been winning all this time with a pro-white message for the last half century if we had put out a pro-white message in which we didn't communicate that what motivates us is hate or dislike of certain people or other ethnicities. If it's love of our people, and that's it, that's our motivation. If we had successfully communicated that for the last half century, we would have been winning, and there never would have been a Barack Obama. That's what I believe.
Okay. Right. I'm wrong, and you're right, and so that end of the story.
No, you have your opinion, and I have mine. I'm not trying to be right over you, okay? I'll let the audience, let them. And by the way, this is the crucial thing that faces the white nationalist cause. We have to, if we either learn this lesson for Trump, if we don't learn this lesson from Trump, we will continue losing all the time.
I'll give you another interesting
example. And it's not because
example.
Of lack of money. No, and it's, by the
I
way.
I will give you another interesting example.
I got to get to other callers, and I apologize.
Okay, bye-bye.
But let me tell you, it isn't lack of money, folks. Because, like, William, if you're hoping that, that the money was going to come at some point in the future, no, the money isn't going to be. There isn't going to be more money in the future. It's going to be less. So that's not it.
George, Jeb Bush spent, how much did he spend? $150 million.
$150 million. He never got above 2%. Never got above 2%. And he's the brother of a president, the son of a president. He had all the endorsements of all the powerful people. The media was drooling over him. $150 million. Never got above 2%. And making the point, William, listen to this: Donald Trump was number one in the polls within 2 weeks of announcing. That wasn't money that did it. He came down the escalator at Trump Tower with Melania, and he said, "We've been invaded by Mexicans. We have no borders. A country without borders is not a country." And white America went wild with enthusiasm. It's been waiting for somebody to say this. The reason Ron Paul didn't take off, he wouldn't say this. I have family members who arranged with Roy Beck, who runs Numbers USA, which is the best website on the immigration invasion, how terrible it is for our future. But we got Roy Beck to agree to spend all day with Ron Paul to school him in the immigration invasion. He wouldn't take it. He wouldn't let Roy Beck walk down the street to his office in the Capitol and teach him how wrong Ron Paul was and how he missed the boat. Donald Trump was there in 2011. He should have run. He should have opposed Ron Paul and run on that issue. Okay, let's go. Let's go now. Dave in Nevada, it's your turn.
Hey, Jamie, how are you doing? Yeah, I kind of agree with you in a sense with these the stories with the Black Lives Matter and the Jewish cemeteries. I think they're unimportant stories. In fact, I think they're so unimportant.
Dave, I apologize for the break. We'll get through it and get to you right after this break. And hang on, Tony, okay, in Chicago. Maybe you'll get a word in edgewise. Stay tuned, folks.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals separated by thousands of miles discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And I want to thank the callers. They really lit my hair on fire. you got me awake. And let's see, we've got Dave on the line here. Dave, have you got just can you compress your comment into a few seconds? Oh, Dave's gone. Well, I think I'm going to give a rain check to Tony in Chicago. Man, well, Tony, come on the air. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, Jamie, there's over 100 pro-Trump protests all around the country this week, this
yes?
Saturday. The two websites are March and the number 4 Trump. No, yes, I want to get these websites off so people can go out and protest for Trump.
Okay, bye, Tony. Bye, Tony. See you later. Have fun there in Chicago. I love that one. Wasn't that good, George?
Amazing.
I love it. Now, folks, here's what I got out of today's show, and I hope most of you are resonating with what I'm saying. I've been in the white nationalist movement a long time, and I am very hardcore. Very hardcore. I was David Duke's assistant, right-hand man. Does it get more hardcore than that, folks? Any of you out there thinking I'm not strong enough on the issue? Were you David Duke's assistant? Do you edit his works? Did you edit the secret behind communism? I did. Okay. So no softy here. But here is my perception. Donald Trump showed us how to do it. How to honestly, straight up, not with subterfuge, just not he's got a secret plan or he's laying low. Just straight up, he loves our people. And that was the winning message all along. You don't have to hate anybody. And you certainly don't need to dwell on that. Just put out the message, I love and support our people. I love and support our cops, who are overwhelmingly white. And our special forces, who are overwhelmingly white. And I want America first. He said in his speech, I'm not president of the globe. I'm president of America. And his audiences, folks, look at his audiences. It's right in front of your face. They're 98%. Who knows what the percentage is, but it's basically 100% white. 35,000 people in Mobile, they're all white. Mobile's not all white. Why did all the white people show up? Because they recognized, here's a hero. Here's a champion of our people. And he's not in love with Hitler. Boy, there's a loser our movement's. So, fortunately, I've never been there. But people who think there's something great or redeeming about Hitler, you want to be unpopular, you want to be a complete political failure in 1 second, you want to go straight down at 90 degrees into the ground, try selling to people the idea Hitler was a nice guy. Come on! And then if you exude, you know, I don't like these people, I don't like those people, I hate these people, white America will not listen to you. If you listen to what Donald Trump has taught us, white America has been yearning for somebody who loves our people, and that's it. Nothing beyond that. Well, what a show. I loved it. Georgia, thank you for being with us, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow night with more thrills and spills in this great Trump phenomenon.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com, and use promo code TALK.
You're a- listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.